When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
The Daily Positivity Podcast.
In my opinion, everyone should have a certain level of confidence in themselves, especially if they constantly interact with other people. This gives you an edge over certain situations and empowers you while you interact with these people. However, we know that many people are walking around with little or no confidence in themselves. It shows in the way they speak about themselves, or even others, and it causes problems for them wherever they go. If you're one of those people, I'd like you to know that you're not alone, and you can still build a great level of self-confidence, no matter how old you are. Curious about how to go about it? Watch this video until the end. And if you've not subscribed to this channel, then this is a great time to do so. Don't forget to give this video a thumbs up and turn on the notifications so you can know when we upload a new video. We all have some sense of what self-confidence looks like, but just so that we're all on the same page, self-confidence is having a certain level of trust in yourself, your abilities, and your judgment. We can say that you're self-confident when we see how you speak about yourself and your abilities. Do you think your work sucks? Do you think your opinions don't count? Then you're not self-confident. Every self-confident person has a great perspective about themselves and what they do. Even when they fail, they don't let it define them. Instead, they learn from it and try not to make it again. When they are asked to give their opinions on certain issues, especially within the scope of their field, they do it confidently because they're sure of what they are saying. They are leaders in their fields, regardless of their positions, because they believe they have something to say. They don't hesitate to say it. Now that we know what self-confidence looks like, let's dive into the meaning of self-esteem. Self-esteem is your perspective on yourself and your abilities. It is how you perceive yourself in comparison to other people and where you hinge your identity. Self-esteem affects how you relate with people and how you own yourself and your actions when you're in the company of people. If you're always putting yourself down, unsure of how to act or what to say, then you probably have low self-esteem. People with low self-esteem have issues relating to the people around them because they don't feel good about themselves or might get threatened by other people, especially if those people are confident. However, people with great self-esteem will, more often than not, fit in no matter where they find themselves. So what's the relationship between self-confidence and self-esteem? They work hand in hand. A person with self-confidence will have high self-esteem because they've grown to see themselves as valuable. You can't take one away from the other. These things may sound or feel abstract, but they play a huge role in how we perceive our environment and the people around us. And this in turn affects us greatly, limiting and enabling us in many cases. In light of that, here are a few benefits of having great self-esteem.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Esteem and confidence. Healthier relationships. People with great self-esteem and confidence levels tend to have better relationships than those who do not. Why? It's simple. They are secure in who they are, and it reflects in the way they handle conflicts when they arise. It also affects the decisions they make and how they treat the people in their lives. Confident people are more considerate and balanced than insecure people with low self-esteem. They can easily step away from the focus for their people to shine through because they understand that the spotlight isn't reserved for them and it doesn't define their value. They also believe the best about the people around them. And even if they get confronted with conflict, they know how to communicate their reservations without pulling down the other person. And they hold space for their loved ones whenever they're in a bad place because they're not afraid of silence. Because of this, their loved ones feel safer with them, and their relationships often progress over time. Progress in career. People who are confident about their abilities do better at their workplaces than people who are not. They are confident about their judgment, and they make sure to execute their tasks to their best abilities. Having self-confidence helps you stand up for yourself, even in the workplace. They also know how to take criticism and make necessary changes. This puts them on a pedestal above their colleagues and gives them favor in the eyes of their employers. Because of how secure they are, they work well with other people and carry out projects as part of a team. They don't seek to stand in the limelight alone, but they give space for their colleagues to also shine by giving them credit due to them. Adaptability and resilience. These are two things that self-confident people are well known for. Because self-confidence helps you give grace to yourself, it's quite easy to adjust to new situations and circumstances. So if someone with greater self-esteem changes their job, they instinctively want to learn more and be better. And while they learn, they will give themselves the grace to grow and become better at whatever they do. They also have a great level of resilience in that no matter what life throws at them is met with positivity and doggedness. They don't easily give up, and when they fail, they understand that it's just a path to their success, not a hindrance per se. Their outlook on life is positive, and it reflects in the steps they take and the kind of opportunities they move toward. So, what does it take to build this self-confidence? Is there a secret that confident people know that others don't? The answer is yes. If you struggle with a low sense of self, then here are some things that you can do to improve your self-confidence and esteem. 1. Surround yourself with positive people. One thing that can help you build your confidence is being around secure, confident people. This helps you know how to see and handle yourself. Again, if you're around people who handle things positively, it will help you learn how to do the same too. As human beings, we learn by observation and association. So if the people around us act in confident ways and talk about themselves in a positive light, we'll learn to see beyond our flaws and to see how beautiful we really are. Then we'll begin to appreciate our uniqueness and diversity, giving ourselves grace when we don't fit in. The great thing about being in a relationship with confident people is that they not only rub off on us, but also actively teach us how to become the best versions of ourselves. By giving you space to be comfortable around them, they make you learn how to be confident in your own body. They will say positive things to you when you feel down and help you back up on your feet so that you don't look down on yourself. And before you know it, you'll begin to extend the same grace to yourself. 2, don't compare yourself to people. If there's one thing that is most rampant among people who have a low sense of self, it's that they constantly compare themselves to the people around them. They always think that the next person is better than them because they've grown to assume that their value is measured by the things they do or don't do. So if they're failing at work, and their friends are making progress, they begin to beat themselves up and feel inadequate. This might even build some friction in their relationships and cause them to lose some good people. However, it doesn't have to be so. Building your self-confidence can look like understanding that you are not the same as anybody else. We are all on our separate paths and will experience different things at different times. Many will experience certain things quite early in life, while others will only experience it when they get to a certain age. Maturity is knowing that, regardless of when you get to experience these things, they don't determine your value. 3, take care of your body. It's been proven through research time and time again that how you look greatly affects how you feel about yourself. This is why many people who are overweight or underweight have unstable self-esteem. But this isn't about weight alone. It has to do with the things that we wear or even how we smell. So what can we do about our bodies to make us feel better? It's simple. Just eat healthy, exercise, meditate, and sleep. Eating well helps you feel light and agile, especially when you learn to manage your portions through dieting. And backing this up with the right amount of exercise every day can be a great form of self-care. These things help you see yourself in a different light so that you begin to find value in who you are every passing day. 4, face your fears. Nothing beats low self-esteem like doing the things that you're afraid of. If you want to boost your confidence, stop putting off that thing that you have wanted to do for such a long time. Take that course. Talk to that boy or girl. End that friendship. Leave that job. Send in that application. Just do something. If you stop letting fear have its hold on you, you will see that you will become bolder and more confident with time. You will now begin to take the first step towards a difficult situation you'd have shied away from in the past. But it all starts from somewhere. So take the bold step and face your fears today. 5, do the things you love and are great at. Doing the things you really love can be a great confidence booster. How? Well, with the way our brain works, we can tell that solving problems and completing tasks gives us some sense of joy in our hearts. So if you know that you struggle with low self-esteem, fill your to-do lists with things that you enjoy doing. When you do those things, you'd realize that your confidence in stepping up to challenges will also increase. You'll begin to see yourself as someone capable of doing big things. If you do these things, you will build a confidence level that will be baffling to you and the people around you in the long run. However, if you still feel out of place and you think your self-esteem isn't getting any better, consult a health professional. There might be an underlying issue that is affecting your self-confidence.
The Daily Positivity Podcast. Daily Positivity Podcast.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.